Podcasting the African Way has been commissioned and curated by Radio Days Africa under the auspices of the Wits Radio Academy. The series written, researched and produced by Tlengiwe Mashinini, Nelson Maepa and Bandile Lukele. For more podcasts, content and information, go to www.radiodaysafrica.co.za. Episode 4, How to Leverage Podcasting.
While podcasting may be a mere hobby for some, it is a great source of income for others. More and more podcasters are leveraging off podcasting one way or another. Nothing quite like Joe Rogan, but substantial nonetheless. You can't speak about podcasting and not have someone ask you how they can make money from it. So in this episode, we'll be joined by Brad Brown, sharing some insights on how to leverage on podcasting.
I'm Brad Brown from Talkfeed Media, and we use podcasts to build our business internationally.
So Brad, what are the three most effective ways one can make money through podcasting?
There's a few ways that we've come across. The obvious one is advertising, and I think a lot of podcasters get into the medium of podcasting thinking that is the only way, and it is an option. We've just found there are other way more effective ways to monetize, and not necessarily the podcast, but using the podcast to grow businesses outside of the actual podcast itself. And what I mean by that is we've been pretty lucky in that we've built a pretty successful business off the back of a podcast. So we've built an audience that listen to the podcast, that are loyal, that enjoy the content. And through engaging with them, we've found some of the things that they need and pain points that they've had in whatever it is that they do. And we've been able to then create products and services that can help them overcome the issues that they are having. And that for us has been incredibly, incredibly profitable, but also just a great way to add more value. And if you can solve people's problems, there's a lot of money on the table. So when we started podcasting, it started out as we were podcasters first and foremost, but our business has really evolved that the podcasts are now merely a tool that we use to market our business. And it's a great tool because, as you know, audio and radio traditionally is a great way to build trust with people. And for a lot of people, that audio is really intimate, and you get to spend time with someone where it's just you and them. And having that opportunity allows you to build amazing businesses off the back end.
So when it comes to podcasting, there are multiple ways of creating revenue, some of which you've mentioned. You can sell advertising on the podcast or get into affiliate marketing. With that said, though, would you say that podcasting is a profitable business in the African continent?
Yeah, that is such a great question. And I think it really does depend on what your objectives are. So if you are out and out a podcaster and that is your goal, is to build a media business where podcasting is your weapon of choice, if you'd like, there is opportunity. The challenge is, how do you build an audience around it? Because we've all been and seen it where you may have a great idea for a podcast or a piece of content, but if you don't have an audience to put it in front of, it falls on deaf ears. So building the audience that you can monetize in whichever way you choose to monetize is the challenge. It's all about a numbers game. And I talk about vanity metrics. They want to reach millions of people to get their message out. And if I use an example of, let's say, for example, a company is selling diapers. So they want to sell their diapers and they're advertising on a radio station. Not everybody who listens to that radio station has a baby or is about to have a baby. There's a small percentage that do. And those are the people they're after. So it's this massive shotgun approach. Whereas with podcasting, you can really niche down. And you may only have an audience of 100 or 1,000 people, but every single one of those people that listen to that podcast is a potential client for an advertiser within your niche. And the challenge that I've experienced, and I think a lot of other podcasters have experienced, is companies and ad agencies are still very much in the old mindset of you need massive audiences in order to sell products to. They just don't see value in running ads on a podcast that's only got 1,000 or 2,000 listeners. The crazy thing is, on a radio station, you might only have 1,000 people who want to buy diapers, but you've got to pay to advertise to 1 million. Whereas on a parenting podcast, as an example, every single one of those people that are listening to that podcast could potentially or would potentially buy your product. So I think a massive mind shift change needs to come from the advertising space. But that said, There is an opportunity to build huge audiences within podcasting, but it does take time.
So what sort of listenership numbers should a podcast be making in order to get on advertisers' radars?
That's the million-dollar question, and I think it's an impossible question to answer. It's almost how long is a piece of string, and it all depends on what the company or agency that wants to advertise on the podcast's objective is. And if they understand the power of niching down, then you don't need massive numbers. Then you can sell advertising on a podcast that only has 100 listeners or 1,000 listeners. But if the agency or the businesses you're dealing with are very much in the we need to advertise to a million people, then you need a million people. But I'll use another example. If you had a podcast that spoke specifically to dentists, and a company that sells dentist chairs is looking for a place to get hold of dentists, and let's say you only had 100 people listening to your podcast, that company selling the dentist chairs would be falling over themselves because every single one of those potential people could buy their product. So you don't need a lot of people to make a profitable podcast. You just need the right people.
Do you think knocking on advertisers' doors is another solution? Is that something that you see happening in the podcasting industry where the podcasters go to the advertisers?
I think it's happening more and more now than it was possibly even 10 years ago when we first started podcasting. Again, the challenge comes down to who are you speaking to and how much do they understand about the industry. And when they talk about the audience sizes and the quality of that audience size, I think is important. I think we have to knock on doors, and the more people doing it, the more accessible and the more we can educate the marketing departments at big companies or agencies about the power of digital and how many people are actually listening to podcasts and the reach that they are having. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it is definitely a thing that podcasters should do if they want to monetize their podcast. But I also think they shouldn't do that exclusively. They should really look at other avenues on how can they create value for their audience, not necessarily through advertising, but by creating products that solve their problems, their audience's problems, that either they can partner with somebody who has that solution, or they can create the solution to that problem and sell it as a business entity on its own, that they can use that podcast to then promote their product or service that they've created to solve these problems.
That was Brad Brown sharing some insights about monetizing podcasts in Africa. Please join us on the next and final episode in the podcast series, where we'll be asking, could radio be adapting to podcasting?
That was Podcasting the African Way, a 5-part podcast series curated for Radio Days Africa. For more, click to radiodaysafrica.co.za.